Welcome to the Shoot the Breeze podcast with your host Vinny, Rob and Nello. This podcast contains strong language throughout. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everybody and welcome to episode 94 of the Shoot the Breeze podcast. Lads, I'm coming to you. I'm sitting in my back garden. I'm having a can and the sunshine is fading down the sun.
Ah, oh, nice.
It's splitting the sand here. Little stick of Heinemite.
Oh, very nice.
Nice. I've cans downstairs, but I'm afraid if I go down, my earphones will start making some fucking weird noise on the recording.
Yeah.
I don't want to take that risk.
I'm going to keep myself for the weekend, I think. Although I might have a bottle of wine tomorrow evening, but then keep myself for the weekend. Take a handy tonight.
Very nice. So, lads, I'm staying on the south side for another year.
Yeah, so we were going to talk about the whole property situation that's going on in Ireland anyway at the moment. Like,
yeah.
The kind of astronomical rents, astronomical asking prices for houses and stuff like that. And
yeah.
Obviously, lack of supply and increased demand. And then this new thing that the government are bringing out now, the 10% stamp duty now, and for so-called cuckoo funds to be buying up whole housing estates like the one in Maynooth and all that sort of shit. So I suppose we could just generally talk about all that shit, because myself and Nello, we're kind of in a privileged position. We already own our own, we have massive mortgages, but like we have our own houses.
The bank owns the house.
I don't know what you pay, and obviously we're not going to divulge such stuff on a podcast, but I do know that whatever rent is costing is considerably more than what you're paying for a much larger property to live in.
I can guarantee you that's a fact.
Yeah, exactly. That is a stone cold fact.
Yeah, and so, like, I suppose, so, like, Rob, you're kind of in the situation where, like, you're renting a place in town, like a show, you're renting a room, basically, off some friends, they're leaving. Yeah. So you're kind of in the situation where you're trying to find somewhere to move in, and you're going to move in with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so now what's the latest? Like,
well, the start, like, so right, we were all due to move in just over to Sarah's place, and then we decided we'd take a look and see what's out there. And last week, I don't know what happened with that, but out of nowhere, shitloads of places came available. And we were like, oh, there's actually probably a chance here to get something a bit more. And they were at good value. And there were some places in town we went to see that were class, but they're just in areas that, like, we'd no problem kind of moving there. But, like, areas that are definitely up-and-coming kind of areas, and they wouldn't probably feel as safe. You know what I mean? Like, it's like there's a lot of places like that at the moment in town, which is fine. Like, if you know the areas, which I kind of know the areas from my mom being from different parts of town and stuff. Like, I wouldn't say I know them too well, but I'd be fair wits about me walking around and stuff. So we're looking at places, and they're priced like anywhere between, like, anywhere you look, because we need a two bedroom, because we don't need it, but it's better to have it. Sarah needs an office because she's working from home, and I also need a space for when I'm doing freelance editing and stuff. Like, so we need a space for two desks, which is, you're looking at a two bedroom gaffer, else you're going to have your desk in the kitchen. Like, so you're looking at two bedroom houses or whatever was going. And it looked all right until we started viewing them. And it just got like, it got so grim. Like, at one point we looked at a place, and I was talking to the Living Hell lads from District Magazine about this. We looked at a place yesterday or the other day that we walked up to your man, it was €2,000 a month. And your man goes, oh God, you just can't live here. And we were like, what? And he goes, oh, yeah, this is a bad idea. I probably should put a note on the application. He's like, you can't actually fit in this house. Like, he was like, you're too tall. And I was like, no, I am tall, but 6'5" isn't like gigantism, or it's not like, you know, 6'8" or 6'9". Like, I am a tall person. But we went into the gaff, and I'd been really negative on a few viewings, because I was like, I'm not paying that much money to live in a kip like that. To Sarah a couple of times, and Sarah was like, just try to be positive with this, whatever, you know, the next, just be positive in the viewings, and then you can kind of, we can work out what's good and what's bad. And I walked into this place, And I was like, yeah, all right. It'll be positive. And we sat down. The sitting room was actually lovely, right? Tiny little gaff. Sitting room was lovely. Went to the kitchen. My head was like just brushing the roof, the ceiling in the kitchen.
Class.
Yeah, class, right? No windows. It's a basement of a Georgian house, but it was advertised like a middle and a top floor. Your man was like, yeah, the bathroom's not very big either. And I mean, when I say I couldn't stand sideways in the bathroom, that's not a fucking understatement, like, you know? And then... And then this is the best fucking part. So I don't know, like, now you have your my camera on, but we went into the second bedroom. We're like, oh, this is probably the bedroom we'd use for an office. Like, we were still trying to be like as positive as we could about this, because that's how grim looking for a place has been. And we were kind of getting to the point now where we knew we were never going to live there. So we were actually kind of being like, Jesus, would you look what they've done with this? And how did they do that kind of thing? And we went into the master bedroom, and there was like a little lip in the floor. And I noticed it was like a ramp almost in the, like, just carpeted. And we walked in, and I was like, why are we walking up in a tiny house? And Sarah went in ahead of me. So she was like, Jesus, they've done something really nice. They lent to this room, but she hadn't turned back. And I was like, proper, like, head tilted over to the side, like my shoulder was hitting the ceiling because my head was so tilted in it. And I was just like, how do people actually, like, we walked down, and he goes, oh, I should probably, I should really have a note on Daft. And I was like, oh, you think? I was like, you should have a note. I was like, it's a false advertisement. Like,
if you're over 5 foot tall, you might struggle in this house. Like,
honestly, if you were like...
They're trying to rent a dollhouse for $2,000 a month.
Yeah, like, it's insane. And the thing is, like, I'm not used to it because...
You have to have a really low BMI as well, because you'll be able to fit in places.
Yeah, like, I'm not used to this, right? I've been one of the very privileged people in this fucking country that I've been living in basically a family home for the best part of 10 years in my 20s. Then I moved out here to Sandy Mount, and I got a really good fucking deal on my mate's gaff for 6 months. I'm not used to looking at these places. And this is like, Sarah has lived in like Vancouver, London, and she's like lived in Galway and Dublin. She's renting for like 10 years. So she's kind of like a bit more open to what's available at the price it's available, because it's kind of what she's been used to for, say, the last 10 years or 8 years at least. And I can't take it I couldn't take it seriously. I was walking around and I was like, are you, like, being like to estate agents, like, are you serious? Like, do you want €2,100 for this house? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, I know, but are you serious? Like, and then Sarah's gone like, oh, but you know, like, but like Sarah was agreeing with me, but she's used to it. So she's kind of saying, well, this is what the market is. This is what's out there. This is what's always been out there. And I was just like, it feels like, to me, it just felt like, I was like, there's a camera. There has to be like kind of camera somewhere. This is a joke. Like, now we ended up getting a place. It was really big. And it just seems to be like a gem that came up. And thankfully, where I am at the moment, being in Rothko, it looks a bit better than, you know, my pandemic affected job that I would have been doing if I wasn't in a different job at the moment. And then Sarah's got a decent enough job. So like, we got the application and, like, you know, we got the spot, but.
And
like,
what part of town is this one in?
Very, Vinny, we have you sussed. I was talking to Tom last night. I'm going to start watching rugby. We can come over. We're up at the 15 minute walk away from the boys. We can shout Leinster all we want.
Happy day. So you're from the RDS or from the Aviva?
From the RDS. Yeah. Happy so days. We're got to get a place up in Sydney Parade there on the Dart Line and everything. So
wow.
Yeah.
So Rob, drinks. Do you mind me asking? Is it more expensive than the $2,100 house, or is it cheaper?
It's around the same, which, I mean, when you look at them side by side, like this, but this is the thing as well. You're going to look at places that are like dollhouses and dog boxes, and then you come across a place and you go, oh, this is great value, but it's actually not great value. It's what it should be, you know, that kind of way. Like, so you're not actually getting great value. Yeah. That's the price of the place. It's probably still €300 more than anything should cost to rent there. Like, now I get it. It's a really nice area and you're close to the Dart, you're close to town. You're like, don't get me wrong, I understand all that, but I just think, like, coming from a place where, like, just, I'd never had to do it before. It was a massive fucking, I was just like, it's a real situation that's going on. Like, we're getting fucked. Like, I'm paying 800 quid more than I'd pay for a mortgage.
That's where I struggle with it. Like, I would always, I had this because there's a girl in work who's having the same issue as you, but she is dead set on only living in a very small catchment area of Dublin. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to have to either accept that it's bullshit out there and you're going to pay an awful lot of money, or you move further afield and you get a much nicer place. Like, if you go out, if you're willing to go to Leixlip, or whether you're willing to go out that direction, or out Blanche, or even as far as me out in Ashbourne, you will get, for $2,000 a month, you will get a fucking stunning place.
You'd be surprised, though. Now, like, we were looking at Maynooth. We looked at Maynooth and we looked at Swords, because we were saying, right, if we can't get what we want, because we're the thing we're flirting with is, as well, we're kind of saying, this could be, to say, the last year where, you know, we kind of just say, let's base ourselves near a city and let's hopefully everything opens up and we can actually fucking go and enjoy it and actually just be part of it in the middle of it, right? And then we said, well, if we can't do that, let's try get closer to either family or friends. And family for Sarah was going to kind of say, we started looking at kind of Kildare and Maynooth area. And then, like, friends and family for me was obviously Swords. But it's the same price. Like, it's not much better. What you're getting.
Surely you're getting a much bigger, nicer place, no?
Not really. Not like, we looked at, there was some places in Maynooth for $2,000. There were two bedroom apartments. Like, some places in Swords for 1900, that's just a two bedroom apartment on top of pavilions and stuff.
Man, I genuinely don't know how people can afford to have a social life if they're paying that type of money and then build on top of it.
Like, it needs to be.
I don't know how you can do it.
So I'll let you know because I probably won't be able to fucking do it, but I'll let you know.
Like, yeah, because this comes down to the bigger thing, which is, like, it's people of our generation, like, you know, people that are in their kind of mid to late 20s. Early 30s, like, that are either struggling to pay or to kind of have the lifestyle that they, like, that they wished they had, like, you know, where they can go out at the weekends with their friends and go out drinking. Now, obviously, this is, I'm talking about, like, pre-pandemic, like, you know, that you can go out, you can have a meal, you can go for drinks with your friends, go on one holiday a year, all that sort of stuff. Things that, like, previous generations have done, and things that, like, although some of us haven't been renting for years, but, like, I've been kind of, we were renting, like, we bought our house in 2017, but for 3 years before that, we were renting, and I was renting for longer with the band, like, you know, so I've been renting in places in the UK, like in Brighton and down in Birmingham and then in London since 2013, like, you know. So I'd be kind of,
what was the London place like, rental, Finney? Because was that expensive? The
London place we had, it's kind of the same thing. Like, the closer you move into London city centre, like, the more expensive it is than if you're on a tube line, that's expensive and all that stuff. So we were on the Southwest tube line and we lived out in Tooting. So if people might know Tooting, but, like, they'll know Clapham, and it's basically the next tube stop up basically from Clapham. There's, like, Tooting Broadway and Tooting Beck. So we had a 3-bed house, and it was 3 stories, like, the attic was converted, like, in Tooting Broadway, and it was £1,900 we were paying a month, and we were paying that between 5 of us. So there was myself and my girlfriend at the time, my now wife, Jay, the bass player, and his girlfriend at the time, now wife, and then a friend of ours. So there was 5 of us renting in it,
and it was £1,900.
That was a nice house.
Fucking, yeah, it was a lovely house, like, you know. And so that was 1,900 quid. But then, like, when we moved back from London, we were renting a place in Malahide that was 1,500 quid. Like, now again, Malahide is, like, a kind of suburb of Dublin, just outside of Swords. Look, like, and it was a brand new apartment, you know, like, literally brand new. The development was only built, like, you know, and that was great, but that was 1,500 quid. But, like, we stayed there for 2 years, but as soon as we left, the landlord put up the rent by 250 quid, like. And well, now
that, even at 17.50, Rob would have snapped the arm off your man for that apartment.
That was 4 years ago. That apartment now that we stayed in is going for over $2,000.
Yeah, the thing is, right, this is a big thing for me in the last couple of weeks that we've been talking about this, and I've said it to a couple of, like, we were having drinks here today with some of Sarah's friends, and they've been renting for years, and what me and my housemate here were saying, like, we were saying, at some point along the line, everyone has, like, anyone that rents has forgotten that you are a customer. You know, you're a customer of this landlord. People don't report, like, broken shit to their landlords and stuff like that. And I can't understand that. Like, I can't, if it baffles me. People are like, oh no, I couldn't do that because they put the rent up. I couldn't do this because they might kick me out. And I'm like, there's a hole in your fucking couch. There shouldn't be a hole in your couch. Like we went into I went into a maid's gap before and he said, oh, you can't sit there. There's no support under that cushion. And I was kind of going, why are you paying €1,900 a month to someone? And then you're afraid to be like if you're paying €1,900 a month for a car and your fucking tire burst, you'd be like, here, pal, I need my car fixed. I'm renting this, you know, like, this is not a car's a bad example, but do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like,
I was like, Rob, do you know how finance works?
but extortionate, right? Like, for, there has to be value for the, like, at some point, the value is just like your location is your value and your thing. Anything after that, people are afraid of their lives. To say anything, it makes no sense.
This is the thing. It's all about like people are placing too high a value on like the location where they live. And like, here, listen, location is very important. But as Nella said earlier on, like, if you go 10 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour outside of your desired location, you can sure as to like you can sure as shit find somewhere a lot cheaper, like, you know. But like you said, Rob, you're going to the two other places that you were looking at, Maynooth, the big college town, like, you know, so there's, I'd say the property that had the rental market there is already crazy because it's a big college town, like, you know, and it's also a commuter town as well.
Yeah.
Swords is exactly the same. Swords is a big commuter town, like, nothing with a college town, but it's a massive town, like, you know,
it was
the fastest growing town in Europe, like, so it's not, but like, It's all about, like, for me, when we bought this house, looking at what we could buy in the locations, like, yeah, obviously it'd be great, like, if money was no object, to like live in somewhere like Malahide or live in Swords or whatever, but if for our generation and at the state of the housing market and the property market in general, renting and buying is just ridiculous. So that
it puts
all those locations out of reach of like 80% of people that we know, like, and I'm throwing myself in that as well, because some of the places that we were looking at, like there is no value for money, you know, so you really have to like weigh up your options about trying to find some value for money out there. And like, yeah, you're looking there that you managed to find somewhere, but you're still paying astronomical amount of money rent, like, you know,
it's nuts. And it's like, it's very much like, it's very much a year, like, you know, and it's like, I mean, I'm not like, you know, sitting here and being ungrateful for what I have had over the last year. Like, in the last 6 months, I've had a mad switch in pandemic. Like, it's just been, people wanted videos, people wanted shit like that made, and I've got good jobs out of it. But like, 9 months ago, or I couldn't have done that. You know, that kind of way. Like, and it's like, and if that, I have to keep that going now. And there's like pressures to come with that shit as well. Like, but it's just, the thing is, when I go now for a mortgage, they might be like, oh, you only have this much saved. And I'd be like, yeah, but look, here's like a year's proof that I can definitely pay your mortgage and then some. And they'd be like, oh yeah, well, that doesn't really matter. Like, that was your rent. And it's like, well, no, that should matter. Like, that's, you know, it's like, that should go something against your mortgage. Like, the thing is, like, we're paying anywhere in these areas, right? People probably, some of these buildings are built in the 80s and the 70s and stuff, and you're probably paying, say, someone who pays €2,000 a month for a gaff, that's $24,000 a year. The gaff probably cost $24,000 to build in fucking the 80s. Like, it's been paid for time and time again, over and over and over every year. It just, there has to be some kind of like regulation or something that has to, like, I get that there's some kind of regulation, but like I know some publications like District Magazine are posting the shit places to live in that are on daft and all this kind of stuff. But like, there has to be some kind of level on government where it's like, right, let's actually, for first of all, let's decide what a house is, because it's not the bottom floor of fucking mammy and daddy's, you know, Aylesbury Road mansion that they turned into a little loft. But still, it's not, that's not right. Like, and someone has to turn around and say, like, I put up a thing on Instagram the other day saying daft should have a comment section. And it should. Yeah. Like, you should be able to say, this place is a kip, don't even look at it. Because it's not worth the money. Like, and then landlords will start wising up. Like, you know, that, like, that's what happened. Like, something like that has to eventually happen where it's like, they have to be held accountable. You know, like, there's a hole in the wall. There's a fucking, there's like wood lice everywhere or whatever. You know, like, this shit is not acceptable.
And to be fair, that's like, I think that is a good idea. And I think that could easily be implemented by them, whether they want to do it or not, because I'm sure landlords would be, there'd be a lot of like pushback from them, obviously, because they'd be getting called out for their shit, like, you know, and they don't want to be called out for their shit because they've had such an easy ride and they want to continue to have an easy ride.
Like, they get to give you a reference when you leave them, but you don't get, like, you don't, like, we were looking at a place the other day and it just so happened when we were looking there was actually a fella in the driveway. And we were like, oh, are you leasing this place out? And he was like, oh, no, I'm moving out. Like, and we're like, oh, no way. And we chatted to him and he gave us the down loan the whole place. Like, he was like, I don't want to leave here. I just can't afford on my own. But and gave us all the positives, all the cons, all the stuff, like what the landlord's like, all that stuff. Like, that was valuable information that is not being, like, landlords don't have reviews. They get to give you a reference, but you don't get to give them a reference, or you don't get to give a comment on the property. Or like, we're going into this place now in June, totally blind. Like, it's an apartment, so you don't know what's living above you, what's living below you. You don't know what the area, like, we have an idea what the area is like, but you don't really know. And this whole going into things blind, I just think is mental.
Yeah, but again, that's the thing. It's a seller's market, it's a landlord market, you know, because the demand out there is so great, the supply is so little, that like, if you don't like it, like, there's a queue of 10, 20, 30 people behind you that are willing to accept whatever the fuck, because they're desperate at the time, they've been looking, they're disenchanted because they've been looking for so long and haven't been able to find anything. So, and that's the thing, and like, and sellers know that, and landlords know that, like, you know, and that's why also, Rob, I think, like, that's why people are afraid to comment on something wrong with their apartment, because they're so afraid that, like, the landlord could just say, all right, okay, I'm not renewing the contract at the end of the month or whatever, because I'm getting work done, and then they'll just get somebody else in, like, you know.
That's what has to I might have to start doing what Nello does and start emailing me TD.
No, man, I genuinely don't understand why people don't do that. Like, you vote them in on what they say they're going to do and what they can do for people, and then nobody ever gets in touch with them when you need something done. It makes sense to me.
You're dead right. If
you don't get in touch with them, they're just going to take your wage, a very fucking good wage, and do nothing.
Yeah. But anyway, in a better news of things, when they're allowed to have fans back over in the RDS, I'm willing to host the lads for drinks in my gaff, and then we go down to watch a match and scream Leinster at the top of our lungs, even though we don't know what we're doing. I've never been to a rugby game.
Speak for yourself. But yeah, I'll definitely take you up on that offer.
I'll be there with fucking bells on.
The gaff is a big apartment, and I can host people in it, and that is my intention, because I miss just having fucking drinks with my friends. And we're back, lads. 7th of June, we're back, baby.
We're back. And that way.
Yeah,
I am buzzing. Even though it's only outdoors and it's going to rain probably the whole month of June, I don't give a shit. I'll sit in the rain having a pint of Guinness if it's poured and brought to my table.
Yeah, like, let's hope the weather's a bit better in June, because May has been a bit of a washout, like, you know.
Which is
not great compared to last year, like, where we had heat waves at this stage, like, you know.
Continued.
Yesterday was in bits. Today was lovely. I don't know what tomorrow's going to be like. Probably. It's a flip of the coin type thing.
What was going around last week? There was like a conspiracy that the Met Aaron were lying to people to keep them indoors or something.
Stop them socializing.
That's true, because like honestly, the weather was great nearly every day last week when they said it was going to be pissing rain. And then like nearly every day of the week, it was class.
Yeah.
Apart from Saturday when they said it was going to rain and did it rain?
Did it rain?
Oh, it rained. We were as I said, we're having a drink. Like Sarah's mate was over having a drink, and she was like, "Oh, will I get my chairs for my house because we're outside?" And I was like, "Sarah, look at the sky." I was like, "There's no point in us driving to yours to get chairs because it is gonna piss rain." And we went into Tesco's to buy a bag of ice, and we came out of Tesco's with the ice and just bucket of rain. I was like, "Yep, I got that one right." I was happy with that one. But and also in other news, lads. In 2 weeks' time, I will be able to lick whatever surface I want to lick because I'll be all Pfizer'd up.
Fair play.
That's good, man. Did they give you a reason why you got called?
There's two reasons. One reason is quite sad, which they probably wouldn't tell you to not hurt your feelings. And then the other reason is that I have gone a couple of times with a few breeding things in the last couple of years. I got my septum realigned and stuff because of sinus stuff. And so if our GP and Swords had a list of people that had in any way like light asthma, any kind of heavy breathing difficulties or anything like that, I'm assuming there was like a bump up on the list. Or if... I don't know if this is true or not, but they didn't tell me this, but I would technically be, from the last time I weighed in at the doctors, I could be clinically obese.
Yeah, if you're going by your BMI, Rob, like bodybuilders are technically clinically obese.
Body fat would be very, I'd have a pretty heavy L body fat, but your BMI, I've never trusted BMI since I've been, I was like 6'1" at 13. BMI was like telling me I was dead.
Exactly. It makes no sense. The BMI is for me. I don't even know why they measure stuff in BMI. I understand for health risks and people that like are ridiculously like unhealthy. BMI can be a tool.
Yeah, but body fat's only what I go by, and in that department, I'm definitely in need of an L cycle or two. A week at this stage again, coming into the summer. I will not lie, but my bike broke 2 weeks ago and I've been living a lazy life.
Getting used to that Lewis.
Cycling in our work, thinking I was great, and then I was like, oh, that darn Lewis job is not fucking bad at all.
No, I've still never been on the Lewis, not once.
It's some weird kind of every cross-section of Dublin rocket that just goes through the city. Like, it's nuts.
You never even got it, like, to bring you up to, like, the Three Arena or whatever, like, if you've been in town before?
I get the bus into town.
No, but, like, if you're already in town, let's say, for a couple of drinks, and then...
Yeah, well, I get the bus into town, and then I'll just stroll from O'Connell Street generally to the areas in town that we like to drink.
Yeah.
And... bits and pieces, and I'll mosey around there. And then if I'm going anywhere in a distance, I'll just jump in a cab.
Yeah, fair enough.
Privileged podcast here.
I can't remember the other topic that I was going to suggest that we talk about on that voice note. But what I do remember is I'm not going to listen to it now, obviously, because I'm using my phone. But Last Chance U, the new season, it's based on basketball, Rob. Are you just like having a fucking, you wet yourself here?
Here we go, right? One of the lads on my team watched it, that we all grew up playing together since we're like 13. Yeah. And it was like, it's essentially what our coach was like. He was like, so don't watch it, because that's what it was like for us when we were like 13 to 17 and we have like trauma from it. So we're just, I don't know if I want to watch it or not. Like,
He doesn't turn out to be like a molester, does he?
No, no, he doesn't. just screaming at you. Just, you know, like at the end of the day, we were like 12 lads from Swords playing basketball. We were never going to be in the NBA. One of us did end up going to coach in the NBA, but, you know, like, we were never going to, but it was just the level of intensity. And the lads, one of the lads was like, basically, it's just your man shouting at someone for like the first three episodes. And I was like, yeah, no, probably not going to watch that.
I don't think he was that bad a coach. Like,
compare him to the football guy, like, that they had for the first two seasons.
There's a church mouse compared to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, see, football's different though, because you've got like 50 lads, so you can just keep being a dickhead to loads of people and you just keep having other people. I guess basketball, you have to be a bit nicer because it's only 12, so you have to be like, you know.
Rob, I think you should watch it. It's actually very good.
I'm surprised that you haven't watched it.
I haven't had time to watch anything. I literally get home from work at fucking like 8 o'clock every day, and then I just by that stage have dinner and then either play Call of Duty or go to bed, and that is my current life. It's great crack. It is good crack. I'm enjoying it, but it's tight. Like, I haven't got to watch TV, like proper TV, in ages. But this, when we go to the place, I'm getting a big fuck off television. And
are you learning stuff, Rob, or is it just kind of repetitive stuff that you know?
In the job, I'm learning a lot of stuff. The job itself, what I'm doing, is something I've always been able to do when it comes to this stuff. But what I'm learning is like how all the game works and how people, the lingo and all that kind of stuff, which I think is quite invaluable. But anyway, it's that kind of thing. But yeah, I have to look at Last Chance U when I get a chance. No pun intended.
I definitely think you should. I think it's worth the watch. All right.
I enjoyed it, and I don't really like basketball.
It's the same with like American football. I'll watch it. Like, I'm not super invested in it, but I found the series quite entertaining. And so far, I think this is quite good as well. I'm just surprised that Rob, the big basketball fanatic, hasn't watched it.
I haven't watched any basketball yet this year, but it's getting to the playoffs, so I'll be watching them. I need to watch that. There's a load of stuff. I think I know Better Call Saul is on my list now as well. And for something, Sopranos. I've never watched Sopranos. I need to watch Sopranos. There's loads of stuff on my list. It's getting longer by the fucking week.
I want to have a look at that Startup on Netflix. It's supposed to be quite good.
Yeah. I watched Parasite last week, and it's one of the best things I've watched in a very long time. It took me a year to watch it, but I got there. I watched it.
That's the Korean film.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad, actually.
Yeah, very good. It's not
a
bad movie.
First time I've got really into a film, like, in the middle of it. Like, I was watching it, and then I was like, oh, this is actually really, like, it's the first time I've watched a film like that where I got real sucked in, and it was class. So I really enjoyed that. Made one of the lads watch, and then they hated it. So I don't know, maybe it's like Marmite. It's for you, or it's not for you, I don't know. But
I enjoyed it too. I watched it last year or whatever. Or 2 years ago. Like, yeah, I enjoyed it. It was good. All right, boys. Well, I think we'll leave it there for this week. So thank you, everybody, for stopping by and checking out this week's episode of the Shoot the Breeze podcast. Please do make sure you subscribe and leave a rating wherever you get your podcast fix from. And don't forget to tell your friends about the Shoot the Breeze podcast for your weekly, switch off time, I suppose you could say, you know, where just listen to us talk, just moan about stuff, like, you know.
Yeah, moan about our privileged lives.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But until next week, guys, thank you very much for stopping by, and we will chat to you soon. Bye-bye.
Peace out. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I shall stop that recording.